We do have a space station that's been orbiting for over 10 years, I think about 12 years now, continuous human presence. Now, this launch and landing tends to capture people's imagination, and without the space shuttle, at least in the United States, we have a timeout until we get to do that. We do. The commercial companies are closing that gap in American ability to launch. We do need to capture their attention on using the on-orbit research. This is always a challenge. The long, hard days in the laboratory that are made up of multiple, you might say, failures, but multiple failures chained together are what success is made out of. It's different than the singular, spectacular event of a launch or stepping on the moon. These are all great accomplishments. But it is our challenge to get our students and young people to pay attention to the longer range, less immediate gratification type results, because those end up being very important even to landing on the moon. This was a long-term project that took the dedication of many people for quite a few years. It really was not just that moment of landing on the moon. It's our challenge to capture their attention with the process of research and development. It is spectacular when we fail, as well as when we have successes in space. One advantage is that space is so captivating to people of all ages, whether young or old, that we have kind of a lever for getting the person's attention. And then being captivated, we've got the hook, you might say, and then we can apply the more didactic approach to the long time in the lab, the principles. But the zero gravity space flight attraction never goes away, even on the ground or to an astronaut in space. My last time looking back on my 168th day in space was just as exciting as my first look at the Earth from space.